At an early age, she was taken to Horton Hall Residential School in Moose Factory. Horton Hall was an Anglican church-operated residential school. When he was a little older, he was moved to St. Anne Residential School in Fort Albany. St. Anne was a Catholic-operated residential school. From there, Andrew attended high school in Kirkland Lake, college in Sault Ste. Marie, and Emmanuel St. Chad's Seminary. Andrew graduated from Wycliffe College with an MDiv in 2003, and he was ordained a priest in the Diocese of Toronto that same year. Andrew recently retired from the Toronto Urban Native Ministry in the Diocese of Toronto after coordinating the program for 14 years. This work entailed working with street people, visiting hospitals, correctional facilities, senior homes, Aboriginal organizations, and he worked as part of the Community Support Counseling Unit at the Toronto Council Fire Cultural Centre. Although he's retired, you wouldn't think so when I read next. He's currently a priest in charge of St. Paul's Anglican and Shetchewan First Nations, which he visits on a monthly basis. He's booked all this month. We're really lucky to have him. And he's an honorary assistant at Church of the Redeemer, elder in residence at the University of Toronto, and he works as an elder and traditional teacher for a number of organizations in the city of Toronto. He lives in Toronto with his wife Esther and his grandson Jalen, and Andrew, we are very grateful to have you with us. Welcome.
Symbols that we have. So teaching for life. And I said, well, it takes a few days actually to really talk about it, but it's good that you have presented here to the young people. And also came life when a creator in any world, when a creator puts a human, a different tribe, it always comes with gifts, how to survive. An example, the Inuits, their main survival is snow. They were to build their house, eagle, and they were given a special gift, how to build it without falling flat. Okay. Same thing here, we were given a special gift on how to build our wigwam. We call it teepee, we call it wigwam. Again, we were given a special gift. And we were given a special animals to cover wigwam. And also our anchor thing is called a ski camp. A ski camp is it's a house that's made out of moss. Because where I come from, it's a musky country, right? So we have lots of moss. So there's a way that you can build your house using moss and be able to put something underneath that it doesn't leak in the summer. And also, there's a way you can protection in the wintertime. Again, those are the gifts we were given. As the other gifts was how to live in the land. The gifts that we were given, the various animals that we had, where we get our clothing, where we get our tools, how we can hunt the animals. Those were all gifts that we were given how to survive, just like any other country. And then there's the ceremonies that we were given. Sacred ceremonies that we were given. One of them we just mentioned here is smudging. Smudging is a ceremony that where you purify yourself before you go into prayer, before you go to God. And the smoke, what I got, it purifies your mind, purifies your eyes. Spiritually, especially in the prayer, the reading, the gospel, and the teaching, and then it purifies your ears so you can hear the good news, purifies your mouth so you can always speak with peace, and then spread the smoke all around you and behind you, because that's where the negative things are, the behind us, around us. The other gift is the sweat lodge ceremony. Sweat lodge ceremony is hard to understand. It's a lot of preparation. What that's all about is that it teaches about the body. When you go into the sweat, you're actually going inside in your mother's womb again to be reborn so you can come out fresh. There's a teaching on that in Nicodemus. When Nicodemus was asking Jesus, and Nicodemus, how can that be? But the average people already have that understanding that you have to go to your mother earth, your mother, to come out and be reborn. Okay. And then the other one that's very sacred is the sundance ceremony. This one is so sacred that it's for the community. When the warriors that are chosen to come into a circle, to do a sundance, they're doing it to sacrifice themselves for the community. It almost resembles what Christ did to us, that sacrifice. Because in order to survive the sundance, the last ritual is that they put long sticks inside your muscle. And they did I wrote to, and then it goes to the, there's a sacred tree, called a sacred tree, sacred pole, and that's where the ropes are tied. And they're tied, you know, then you dance around, that's the drum goes, you dance. And once you're off the land, off the ground about 3 inches, that's when you pass the test. That's when you become a warrior or a medicine person for your community. And that's a sacrifice for the people. Okay. The other one that I was taught by my uncle, who was one of my great teachers, because you have to tell a story. In our community on the Albany River, when the first baptizer was an Anglican missionary, he called Cacique Atayé, when the first baptizer came to our community, I'm talking about the 1600 now, they're telling us a story. And that missionary traveled on the Albany River, and somehow if you look at the map, and you follow the Albany River, it empties into Lake Winnipeg, if you know how to portage. And us people, we know how to do that, no problem. And along the way, that's where the baptizing travel, baptizing average people along the way. And that's why on the Albany River, you're going to find lots of Anglicans. Because it was the first Anglican priest that traveled the Albany River. Okay? The Catholics, they came from the south, from Montreal and all that, those ones. They came up. Okay, I only know about the Anglicans. So. Anyway, and he was telling me, the thing is, before the baptizer came, the average people already knew what love is all about. Because in the medicine wheel, if you go further, there are 7 sacred teachings that covers the medicine wheel. 7 sacred teachings, and one of them is love. And Dr. Christ came to teach us. People already knew that. Yeah. One of the misconceptions of average and people in their worship by the newcomers of that. They thought the average people were worshipping creation, worshipping the sun, the moon. And it's not really. It's actually to acknowledge creation. Many average people use the term community of creation. Community of creation. Because everything in creation moves. Okay? When you get up in the morning, you hear birds singing, that means the community of creation is in action. Everything. Busy and all kind of thing. So that's what they look at. And they acknowledge because, again, community of creation, they're all a gift from God. And all creation that we see, they're teachers to us. A tree could be a teacher for you. An ant could be a teacher for you if you watch it closely. They see working away, you know, if you take your time to get there. A bird could be a teacher for you, you know. They're all teachers to us. Everything. That was amazing. They're all teachers for us. And also, that's where again sacrifice comes in. They sacrifice for the sustenance. All living thing. They sacrifice for us. Sustenance. One thing I learned from my father, when we're about to move down a moose, or any time we eat something from the bush. Creation. He always said, picking up a little piece of meat, he would say, this is your body. Be rich, thanks. And then he would do it to the grave, say, this is your body. see the relationship, the very closely related to creation. They already understand the concept of that sacrificial meal, because before I came to Toronto, I had a lot of time. I am a hunter, I'm still a hunter when I go back. And one of the things that you do, especially you know you're going to go moose hunting, or get planned where you're going to go, you prepare it in your mind, the area you're going to go, you already know where the moose is going to be. So, everything's you go out in the morning, you stand, and you offer forgiveness. Remember the moose. I ask you for forgiveness because I'm going to take your life today for my friend, for my community. So that forgiveness teaching was already in place. I find many of us, including myself, a former relatives in Japan, I understand reconciliation in a different way. Reconciliation just to come together. But for me, forgiveness is the word that we need to hear. Okay? Anyway, that's about talk. The other thing I want to share is the diseases that we follow. In our prayer, later on, we're going to hear about the four directions, diseases. That's how we can. We go one camp to camp. Because that's where the food is. That's how we move to help. Nowadays, we don't go that. We don't look at hiding anymore, because once you go hunting, you can put everything in your freezer. So you don't have to do that, okay? And the other thing that I get proud of too, was I did not know friends. So I don't have to go hunting, but I have to work to, in order to buy my food. They do kind of things that we need, you can understand what I'm talking about, okay? The other one I want to share is just a little bit of our understanding of the incarnation of Christ became human. Just share a little bit of the story. One time there was a flock of geese that were traveling in early spring. And they got caught in a storm, so they landed. And it just happened that they landed where the people were. And it was cold. And they were unable to fly. To sit sat there for a number of days and they were getting hungry. So the people started to do something to feed them. They would put something on the ground and they would come and still scare them a little bit more. One of them finally decided to build a kind of a shelter where they can go in, put the food in there and they go in, and they can go in. So the teaching was that in order to have peace, one of the person had to become a kind of ghost in order to help the other geese. So there was all the understanding of the incarnation of Christ, the other people. He built our relationship with creation. Sometimes people think when we hear about the animals and the medicine wheel that they're maybe evil. Those are just our connections. It's almost like for us, Christ is our connection to God. For some people in the class system where they believe in evil, their connection to God is true evil. A connection. You know? And that's the way it was all the time. Now it's different now. But there's still a belief system that some of it made his spirituality. It's a gift that was given to the Amish people. In our days, we're sharing those cultures that come to us and learn more about our relationship and also because of our climate change.